Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding an Orlo Daf Yud Beis in the Oiz V'Hadar edition. Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting Daf Yud Aleph on Beis in the bottom. The Gemara just mentioned in Machlokes, does the Bitul, when you have to cancel something Usur and something Mutter, do you go based on 1 out of 60 or based on 1 out of 100? Rabbi Yossi said 1 out of 100 and Rabbi Chiya said 1 out of 60. So says the Gemara, the last two words in the Fidav on the base, my kedoin. What's the machloikis? If it's 160 or 100, we're going bitul, we're going canceling. So the Gemara, the Fidav base in the Aleph, Hahen omar noiste tom mi mechad nimeo, Vahen omar noiste tam mi mechad mishishim. Meaning, as Rabbi Chaim points out, the Gemara mentioned before that Rabbi Yochanan said that the bitul is exampled in a botzel, in an onion. So the argument is, what is the bitul of onion? Is it 160 or 100? That's exactly the machlokes. Says more, what's the base of it? Mandom anoyste tam mechad mishishim. The one who says you go based on 160 at oyseh zroya echad mishishim ba'ayil. The forearm out of a full ram is echad mishishim. What's the forearm? What's the zroya? Zroya is what you have to give a kohen. The ayil belongs to the Yisrael. Why don't you say that the whole ayil becomes also when you cook it together with the zroya? Should become also because of the Zroya. So you see that it's bottle. The Zroya is bottle on the aisle. The Shaila is, how much is a Zroya out of aisle? How much is a form out of a ram? So the first Mandarma says, it's 1 out of 60. So Torah is telling you, that if I cook the ram with the Zroya, it's not going to cause a issue because it's bottle b'shishim. The one who says 1 out of 100, Adoy says, he holds that the forearm is 1 out of 100 of the ram. It's not 1 out of 60. Explains the Gemara, what's the machlekes? The mandorma that says 1 out of 100, you look at the zroya, the forearm, only the meat, not the bones. So the meat of the forearm, the meat of the zroya, klape, the entire aisle, it's 1 out of 100. The one that says 160, you count the entire form, including the bones. So the question is, does the bones go into the shear or not? It says more 1 second. If you go based on 100, you're not just doing the forearm out of the ram. If the forearm is without bones, so the ram is without bones. The form without bones, in comparison to the ayah without bones, it's not 1 out of 100. So the more less yochel, you can't say that thing. The Tani, we learned, ain't tinoifis of truma mitzterefis ma truma. Tinoifis is the dirt. The dirt of truma doesn't join the truma to cause the isur. So ain't tinoifis of truma mitzterefis ma truma less soris achulin. Doesn't add to the truma to be oyser the chulin. Aval tinoifis shechulin mitzterefis ma chulin lehal oyser the truma. But the dirt does join the chulin to be mevatel the truma, meaning, as Rav Chaim explains, the dirt does not turn into isur, but it is a heter. So even though it's dirt, it's not food, it's not usur. So if I have truma, and I have dirt together with the dirt is not called truma. The dirt does not combine, does not become usur. But if I have dirt combined with a heter, it joins the heter. So the bones of the zroya, the bones of the Zroya are not included in the Zroya because they don't become Asr, they're not food. But the bones of the Ayil, they do join the Ayil to Mevatel the Zroya because even though they're not food, they're not Isr either and they're Mevatel. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Biboyes, it says Rabbi according to you, Tinoifel Shetchumo Maushit Tzarefim Achulin La Loista Chumo. Can I use the dirt that's combined with the Chumo to join the Chulin? You're saying the dirt of the Chulin joins the Chulin, that we know. The dirt of the truma does not join the truma because it doesn't become asur. But does it join the chulin to be mevatel the truma? Do I say the dirt that's combined with the truma, maybe it's not truma but not chulin either because it's part of the truma, you just don't count it as truma. Or you say because it's not part of the truma, immediately it's considered to be part of the chulin, part of the heter to be mevatel the truma. Says the Gemara, let's learn from Rav Chuno. Rav Chuno says, Klipa Yisur, you have something usur, and it has a peel in it, which is not food. So these peels mitzar for the heter. That joins the heter to mevata the isur. Hado amrot, you know, if it's a truma, mitzar for the chulin, alo is the truma. That tells you that the dirt of truma does join the chulin to mevata the truma. So not only you have the chulin and the dirt of the chulin, you also have the dirt of the truma to mevata the truma. And comes out according to this, that's what the Rosh Tzivulah points out, that also by Ayil, not only that you count according to Mandomo Echad Bimeo, you count only the meat of the Zroya, but the bones of the Zroya, not only they're not counted as the Isser, but they join the Heter to come and be Mevatel, the meat. In other words, they're part of the 100, the Cheshvan of the 100, to be Mevatel, the meat of the forearm. So the more time of Chiyo, Rav Chiya argues a little bit on the concept. Because until now, the Gemara understood, we learn from the ram, from the ayil, the fact that the zroya in by the ayil doesn't cause a isur, that tells you that exactly similar case in other places won't cause a isur. Says Rav Chiya, no. Here the Torah has gave you a special chiddush, that here it's not a isur. Mashra, the same case somewhere else will cause a isur. And what does that teach you? Meaning, here we say the one is bottle and 100. If you have 100, connected the one, it's okay. That's what you see by ayil. That the zera is not oyser. So that tells me every other place, one out of 100 is not enough. You have to have one out of 100 plus. You have to have a little bit more than 100. Because here by ayil is a special chiddush of the Torah. The Torah told you that over here the zroya does not oyser the ayil. Actually, every other place, the same case will be oyser. Only more than that will not be oyser. Could use the Gemara according to Reb Chaim, we take away the word vituv and we go back to a quote of the Mishnah. Im oyser v'mataim oyser. If you add it, one of 200, it's oyser by orlo. Says the Gemara, if you base on base, the veis yanaim misharin behadi arvoiso. The best way to mishar if something did grow 200 or not, is you use this vegetable called your voizo, which is very easy to measure. Ketzadu, your day, how does you measure? Rabibi, b'shem chanino, loiket echod, umaniach echod. He picks up one vegetable, puts it aside. Mashazeh poichet zemoisiv. As long as this vegetable is falling off and it starts drying up, so that same in the same pace, it grows another piece in this garden. So that's how you measure. You look, how much is this your voice losing? This is how much the garden is growing. So if your voice lost less than 1 out of 200, so it grew less than 1 out of 200 in the garden. And if it lost more than 1 out of 200, that means in this garden you already grew more than 1 out of 200 of Orlo, and there is an Isra over here. Halacha da'al zok de mishtam. Netiyo shel Orlo v'shekiya kilir hakerem. You have a tree, a plant, which is either Orlo or kilayim. Shenisarvim nitiyos got mixed up with other nitiyos. Harezilo yilkut. While it's connected to the ground, you can't pick it up. It's not bottle beroiv when it's connected. Vim liket, if you did pick it up, did uproot it, yalu beechud masayin. Then it does become bottle, because once it's uprooted, there's a bitu. Well, actually, it's common in the code. Don't do it purposely, because you're not supposed to go and uproot it and cause a bitu. But if once you uproot it and it's mixed up, the bitu works. So he came in purposely, go ahead and do it, and we'll see in the Gemara why and what's the machlokes. Says the Gemara like this, Netiyah shel Orlo, I understand. You can have one plant, which is Orlo. But Netiyah shel Kilei HaKerem, what does it mean one Netiyah of Kilei HaKerem? V'aloi kol ha-Netiyos, einim Kilayim HaKerem? Meaning if someone went and planted Kilayim in a vineyard, the entire vineyard becomes Osir. Vineyard, a minimum vineyard, as we learned in Kilayim, is to have five trees, four in a square, and Echad Yotzezon of one sticking out. So all these trees become Asr. So what does it mean you have one Netiyah? Moshe says only one of them is Kilayim. Says the Gemara, Kini Mestisa Arugo Shel Kilei HaKerem. We're not talking about a tree that became Kilayim, we're talking about the garden that became Kilayim, the vegetables that became Kilayim. So then it can be only one. The next few words, which is a repetition, according to Reb Chaim, we don't have this in our Gersa. There's another answer. He took a perforated plant and he passed it under one tree. So there was that kilayim bekerem. He didn't plant it in a vineyard. He just passed under one tree. And that tree, because it's covering this plant, becomes kilayim. So in any case, you talk about this plant that's either kilayim or it's orlo. And now it got mixed up. We don't know which one it is. So as long as it's connected to the ground, you should not be mevatel it. Once it's disconnected, it's bottle be'echad u'masayim. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Orlo Daf Yud Beis.